And then the other area on the next page that you have, page 615, appears to take away that allowance. I'll read fairly quickly because the document's in front of you, and I'd be happy afterwards to go over what we have found to try to correct these inconsistencies. On page 1-6, it talks about the using powers available under state law to limit private sewer service providers from operating within designated county sewer service areas. Again, it seems to say that we're allowed to do business subject to some controls that the county would have. Next section is page 6-23, wastewater treatment strategies. Following strategies address public-private sewer treatment service area conflicts and other issues raised in the discussion that preceded it. Bullet number one, regarding private sewer treatment providers in officially designated public service sewer service areas. One option would be for Sussex County to control whether private or public providers will serve areas planned for new sewer service within county-designated sewer service areas. To address the highest priority situations, Sussex County could limit this policy to primary service areas, those planned for county sewer service in the immediate future. Alternatively, this policy could be extended to areas intended for longer-term service, too. In some cases, the county may end up determining that a private provider can most efficiently serve a particular area. In other cases, the county might determine that service by the county is appropriate, in which case the county could contract with a private sewer service provider to construct and or operate this new county-owned system. In some cases, the county could deny private providers the right to provide service in an area where county or municipal service is planned and needed to cost-effectively solve a public health problem. These types of decisions would be subject to a process before the County Engineering Department and County Council. This process could require consideration of cost issues, health concerns, proposed construction timing, and other relevant considerations before any decision is made to establish, expand, or delay service by a private sewer treatment provider. The intent would be to have any authority apply only when the county's officially designated sewer service areas. County approval of which providers serve areas outside of the sewer service area is not contemplated. Most of the land area in the county is not within official sewer service areas. The county would like to retain the authority to comment on proposed private sewer service provider outside county and sewer service areas. Again, the upshot of that, as we understood it through the process of working with the county and its agents, is that under circumstances, the private providers could provide sewer service and they're not prohibited. Now comes the new section, page 615, which is entitled Wastewater Treatment Overview. Public wastewater planning in Sussex County is overseen by the Sussex County Engineering Department. The entire county has been divided into planning areas, as seen on the accompanying county wastewater service areas map. The county has completed detailed sewer treatment plans for several parts of Sussex County, where the county provides sewer treatment now or may do so in the future. The accompanying map entitled County Wastewater Service Area shows the following types of areas. The existing sewer districts, areas where service is provided through the statutory authority granted to Sussex County through the Delaware Code, which may include serving specific users through contractual agreements. Private wastewater service providers are prohibited in these areas. Like the previous speaker, we believed that there was an agreement, and to be consistent with the previous language I read, that some kind of limited or controlled allowance would be included in this draft. It did not show up. We assume something got lost in translation. Primary service area, which we believe is coincidental to the previously called planning areas, are areas where the county has conducted planning activities to eliminate septic systems and or serve future development. Now, these are planning areas that have not been defined by referendum. They are defined by your county engineering department. Primary service areas are areas with immediate needs and are designated whether as developing areas or areas that have a significant amount of existing development with wastewater needs. These areas are considered to be near-term service areas which will receive wastewater service within 5 years. Private wastewater services are prohibited in primary service areas. Again, we think that this was a translation error, and we would suggest respectfully that a word like control or limited is what was intended and what we thought we had agreement with the county for. And then finally, secondary service area. Areas where septic systems shall be eliminated, growth is expected and special environmental needs may exist, but service is not expected within the next 5 years. The county may have conducted planning activities in these areas to eliminate septic systems and or serve future development and growth. Private wastewater service providers